Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, January 6, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 11, the sixth paragraph. I saw that my friend was much more, through one paragraph ending, his roots grasped a new soil, and we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Kate F., 12 Traditions, Mary P., readers of the text, Alex K. and Vanessa G. The reference number for Monday, January 5th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,086. That's 23086. And for this morning, Tuesday, January 6th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 23,092. That's 23092. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Sherry M., and Leslie M. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Kate F. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, and thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Kate F. in Washington State. Here are the 12 steps as adapted for Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Kate F. And I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thanks, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas. And these are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name might never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose. Identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 11, the sixth paragraph. I saw that my friend was much more, through one paragraph ending, his roots grasped a new soil, and we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. And we'll now ask Alex K. to please read and then share with us. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm Alex K. in California, compulsive over and under eater, given a reprieve for today. I saw that my friend was much more than inwardly reorganized. He was on a different footing. His roots grasped a new soil. I think inwardly reorganized means a psychic change, a new way of thinking. But I think he's saying it's more than that. It's his entire being, entirely different physically, emotionally, spiritually, the way he looked, how he talked, how he behaved, how he carried himself, his spirit, his attitude, they were all dramatically changed. And I've been transformed in the same way by recovery. Then I looked up the definition of footing. It says a basis on which something is established. And it reminds me of the many references to building in this book, like cornerstone and arch. A footing is like a foundation, and a strong building starts with a solid foundation. So what's my foundation? What am I relying on building with? If it's the disease, defect, self-will, then I can't get my footing. It won't support me. My foundation will crumble. But if it's my higher power and the steps, then I can establish a strong foundation that will hold me up no matter what. And then I looked up the definition of roots. It says the part of a plant that conveys water and nourishment to the rest of the plant. What are my roots taking in? What am I relying on for nourishment? If it's the disease, I won't get it there. It only makes me sicker. But if I rely on my higher power and the program, I get all the nourishment, spiritual nourishment I need, strength, courage, guidance, love, compassion, inspiration, encouragement. And when I get that spiritual nourishment, I feel filled up with an abundance of everything I need and at peace with myself, so I don't feel the need to compulsively eat. The disease leaves me feeling empty. My spiritual nourishment gives me something very special that nothing else can give me, endless hope and support. Certainly no food can give me. And there's nothing like quiet time with my higher power, feeling that loving, compassionate presence, hugging me and reassuring me, being at a meeting, hearing others experience strength and hope, knowing I'm not alone, and we're all on this recovery journey together. Outreach calls with fellows all over the world, where I'm heard and understood instantly. The feeling of relief after a 10th step and a return to peace and balance. These are just some of the gifts, precious gifts, I'm so grateful for. Part of a strong foundation that's unshakable and there for me through anything. Thanks for helping me get my spiritual nourishment today. Pass.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Alex K. Great way to get us started here today. And I'll now be taking the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Alicia in Pennsylvania.
Was that Alicia?
Yes. Michelle C. in California.
Michelle C. And Alicia, what was your initial?
M.
Very good. Michelle C., who else would like to share? Press star one. Okay, in the interest of time, we'll go ahead and
George Perry in California.
Who was it from California?
Joy MB, California.
Joy MB, and who else?
Sherry M.
Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, Sherry M. And then someone from Canada, who is that?
Avi V.
Avi V. Canada. All
Loretta
right.
H.
Loretta H. Okay.
Simone.
And what's your initial, Simone? Okay, I'll get that later. I have Alyssa, Michelle, Joy, Sherry M., Avi V., Loretta H., and Simone. Alyssa, did I miss? Okay, well, let's go ahead with Alyssa, followed by Michelle. Alicia, I'm sorry. Alicia M., followed by Michelle.
Hi there. Sorry. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm Alicia. I'm a compulsive overeater. Really grateful to be on this meeting. And I'm fairly new in recovery still. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I got through the holidays abstinent. And what I was going to share was, I definitely feel a new soil developing under me, all around me when it comes to this program. And, others can see it too, and just my reaction to life is different, and I was just so lucky to be 12-stepped, you just feel it, like I feel it in interacting with my family over the holidays. It all feels different, today I intend on staying abstinent, and I'm really grateful for this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Alicia M. And did you want to let us know where you were calling from?
Sure. I'm calling from like Philadelphia and surrounding area.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right. Well, Melissa C., it's your turn to share, followed by Joy M.B.
Hi. Actually, it's Michelle C., and I'm also going to start adding my middle initial in this year since there's a few other Michelle C.'s. It says Michelle W.C. in California. And what stood out for me in this small paragraph is the phrase internally reorganized. And I remember feeling that too as I worked the steps. I've worked them twice. And each time I worked them, I could see myself when I did my step four, when I would be able to release a little bit more of my selfishness, my dishonesty, my fears, my self-seeking. And then as I've been doing 10 steps and particularly giving them away and getting some feedback sometimes from other fellows, I'm able to get some more insight into those same defects of character that I'm trying to change. You know, like God will change them in his own time. I feel myself becoming more brave, more humble, more patient, more kind, more empathetic. And the beautiful part now that I'm sponsoring another person, I can see that sponsee, how she is being internally reorganized. I can see it as she's going through a lot of personal drama in her life, that she's not eating over it, that she's able to now turn to the telephone, turn to other fellows and be able to share, be able to write about it, be able to release it, be able to use those forms that we have when we do our step four to be like, oh, hold on, I got more resentments, I've got more fears, and to be able to let them go. And that's the beauty of this program, is that we're able to learn to be internally reorganized. And it is so beautiful to see that in other people, to see it in ourselves. We get to have a peace of mind that is more calm, and that we can stay calm in the midst of chaos. And sometimes it also shows up on in our face and in our eyes. We get a little bit more of a glow, a light in our eyes, because we have peace, even though there's going to be things that happen every day that disturb us, and some things are absolutely horrible. But we're able to have some peace and some acceptance around what is going on and our feelings around them. And while I've had years of therapy and I had a lot of other outside help and life coaching, for me, what's really helped is, you know, working the steps and keep reworking them and being on the 10-step train. It has helped me to be become a better person, to be the person that God created me to be. And that's all I have to say. Michelle W.C. in California.
Thank you so much, Michelle W.C. Joy M.B., it's your turn to share, followed by Sherry M.
Good morning, and thank you for taking this meeting. Happy New Year to everybody. And I am Joy M.B. from California, a miracle overeater, because I'm not one through the holidays. This is the first time in my incredibly long life that I haven't eaten my way through the holidays. I am so grateful for that and for my Visions family that has resurrected me. All of you have participated in your shares. And of course, my higher power. Yes, you know, when I was a teenager, I was sitting in class and a professor said, write down a picture of what you think you are and who you think you are. And I wrote down a picture of myself floating in the air like a balloon, always, never feeling anchored, never loved, never included, never surrounded. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I am coming down. I am rooted. And I am rooted in this vision family, this higher power that I've gotten a glimpse of my a year of abstinence. And I am just more grateful. Two friends called me yesterday and said, you're so different. What are you doing? Why are you this way all of a sudden? You are not trying to tell us what to do or tell anybody what to do. And you're so happy. You're joyful. You seem so free. And you're not unhappy and angered. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, I'm not riding on that balloon anymore. And so I am so appreciative of this meeting and of each of you who shares, because every morning of my life, I listen to two meetings and it has helped me grow. It has helped me go deeper into the soil that I must be planted in, and to hold on to my higher power rather than all the food I was chucking in to stay grounded before. Thank you, and with that I pass. Happy day.
Oh, happy day to you, Joy MB. Thank you so much for being with us from California. If you're wondering where we're at here in the book, we're talking about page 11 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, that sixth paragraph, all the way down at the bottom of the page where it starts with, I saw that my friend was much more, through one paragraph ending, his roots grasped a new soil. We're commenting on that one paragraph today. So Sherry M., please share with us, followed by Avi V.
Hi there. Thanks so much. My name is Sherry M., and I am a compulsive overeater in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Thank you so much, Dawn B., Anna, for your service, and Alex K., what a beautiful opening. And I love, it's just three sentences that are filled with God's miracles to me. I think that Bill needed Ebby in order to get sober and to bring the message to us. He needed to have a living, breathing miracle sitting in front of him, somebody that I think was worse off with the drinking than he was, being totally transformed and showing up differently. I think that was such a blessing. That's not my experience. I don't know anybody who I knew once and then they got, you know, sober or abstinent and then came to me. But I have had a ton, like on two hands, more than 10 different angels along my path, 15 years prior to getting sober, that were introducing me to meetings, bringing me to meetings, leaving OA pamphlets on my office desk. That was the best one when she saw me gain 6 sizes in 6 months. But, you know, I looked at the messenger, and if the messenger didn't look how I thought they were supposed to look, like this person was still morbidly obese, I poo-pooed it, you know, and I said, oh, what do they know? You know, they're weak. They have God. They have religion. I can't have that. I love what was said before, because it's when we come to the meetings and then I think first we realize that God is transforming. I'll speak for myself. God transformed me and my heart and has continued to for over 22 years. And there's no doubt I'm a completely different, unrecognizable person. But the biggest gift for me is watching the transformation in others. That's why we come to meetings. We get to hear people who come in one way and then they show up a different way. And so I encourage everyone to stay here so we can all be witnesses to each other's miracles that are rooted in God. And, you know, this different footing just reminded me of that saying about, you know, when the person asked God, like, God, I thought you said you'd be walking with me all the way through my troubles and tribulations. But when I look back, I only saw one set of footprints. And then God says, I love you, my precious child. I'll never leave you. And during all of your trials and tribulations, when you only saw one set of footprints, it was because I was carrying you. And I don't know, that different footing, just, you know, it's planted in God, right? My root is God. It could say my roots have grasped God's soil, love soil, everything that's true and everything that's precious. And this has to be done on a daily basis. I have to keep trying to seek God in everything I do and asking God what God wants for my life. And it's the hardest thing, and that's why people don't stay. You know, handing over my life to God and being okay with the results. Yes, thank you for letting me share. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry M. from Wyoming. Avi V., it's now your turn, followed by Loretta H.
Thanks so much. This is Avi from Vancouver, Canada. And thank you for facilitating and Alex with the opening. That was so beautiful. For me, his roots grasped new soil. Oh, my goodness, did that ever resonate? I actually think this morning I was reading Voices and for today, and it's like this beautiful trifecta of just landing so deeply around acceptance. For me today, the simple act of going through what is presently facing me, no matter what it is, it's like the events lose power to throw me off balance or disturb the basic rhythm of my life. that is everything. And then, of course, I can't, God can, and I think I'll let God. And truly, God is everything, or God is nothing, and for today. And truly, I am leaning so deeply into this idea of a daily reprieve. God is everything. And so when I think about the visual of my roots grasping new soil, for me, I don't grow when things are going great. I get comfortable. Things get easy. My greatest growth happens when I face challenges, but I know that I'm not facing those challenges alone. And my roots get strong, but they grow in the dark. As a result, though, what comes out of that, through that breakthrough in the most inhospitable places sometimes, what grows through are these beautiful branches, these shoots, these leaves that come through and see the sunlight, and that idea that we live in the sunlight of the Spirit. And from that, from those branches, the leaves grow, but from that, the flowers grow from that. And the flowers, for me, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of what this program gives me. But then I think even further from that, the fruits that grow from the soil and the branches and the leaves, and then the flowers and the fruits, and the fruits is what I give away. It's how I'm of service. It's how I support our fellows and how I walk in this beautiful world. So my roots grasp new soil every day, and that growth is everything. So thank you. Thank you for vision. This meeting, everything. It's a beautiful new life, and I'm grateful. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Avi V. from Canada. Loretta H., it's your turn to share, followed by Simone.
Good morning, Dawn, and good morning, all my precious fellow travelers, along with my God. You honestly do save my life. Love the shares today. Welcome to the newcomer. Please keep coming back. You're our primary purpose. Oh, wow, this paragraph, grasping a new footing. I use my third step as a trust fund under his care so I don't turn myself over. You know, turning my will, which are my actions, and then my life, which are the directions today that God has given me instead of that Loretta, her hand in. You know, it's that hand that he gives me every single day. And it's interesting because, Dawn, you were making me think of the darkness before the dawn. I love your name. How it's paragraph six. And today will be quarter of a century where I have not used food or anorexia or something to be and to do my will. And so, and it's because of this program, it's because of you, that I have grasped a new footing and that I am nourished by you and by God. And that the fruit that's coming off of me is a fruit of service, a fruit of being of servitude, a fruit of spending my time thinking about others and not thinking about myself. And so I'm really grateful for all of this, and I'm so grateful that I have this new footing, which is the cornerstone, the balance, the structure, and the foundation of my day today, and hopefully it can be again in another day. But for today, I have that on my heart, and it transforms me into being a better Loretta. Thank you, Dawn, and all. You're saving my life.
Thank you so much, Loretta H. And did you want to let us know where you're calling from, Loretta?
Yes, North Carolina. Thank
you. Perfect. Thank you, Loretta, and congratulations. We celebrate your recovery with you. Simone, it's your turn to share, and please give me your initial and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning. This is Simone H. from New York. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service and everyone on the line here this morning. I am absolutely exhausted from being in the food. My sleep schedule is totally off. All the natural consequences that come from being in the food are very intense for me right now. And getting on the line this morning, there just feels like so much hope. You know, this morning I was doing my prayer meditation and I said to my higher power, you know, I'm going to show up today exactly with how you would have me be and really trust the process, because I've been in the rooms for many years and grasping a new footing, the words were, I just take a look back into the book, but he was on a different footing. His roots grasped a new soil. I'm open to a new experience with a different footing, because I recognize when I speak to recovered people that my footing doesn't have what it needs to really recover. And although I'll string together a few days, and on those days of abstinence, I definitely feel more spiritually connected, there has always been a hole in my foundation. And just listening to everyone's shares today and reading this beautiful two sentences, there's so much hope and so much, I feel sparked with motivation and prayer and a deep sensitivity to believe that it's possible for me this time. And recognizing that my foundation has been lacking something so necessary and really open to a new one is just where it's like my last hope that this time will be different. And so I'm very thankful for all of you here today to listen to your recovery and to listen to your inspiration and your experience, strength, and hope. And I look forward to being on this line and for you to hear that happen to me. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Simone. So appreciate your share. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. We're talking about page 11, the sixth paragraph. I saw that my friend was much more through one paragraph ending, his roots grasped a new soil. And we do value your experience, but we ask you to limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Wendy M. California.
I heard Wendy M. And
Susan
who else?
Susan S. in California.
Susan F. California.
C.K. Lisa W.
C.K. Was that Lisa W? Lisa W?
Yes.
Okay. And one more name?
Jan C. In Denver.
Okay, we're going to stop there just so we have time for everyone. I have Wendy M., Susan F., C.K., Lisa W., and Jan C. And we'll go with that lineup and see if we get everyone in. Wendy M., go ahead. Please share with us and please let us know where you're calling from.
Yes. Yeah, good morning. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. There's an echo. This is fun. Dawn, thank you so much. Inwardly reorganized. I love the words because they name my experience to a T. I am inwardly reorganized, right? We've been revolutionarily transformed. I have a spiritual liberation of my thinking. What? This is so good, you guys, because it turns out this is a program of change. And the only thing that changes is everything, right? So like hold on to your hats, right? Put on your seatbelt, because this is a beautiful ride. And I am not the same person I was 25 years ago when I came into the rooms. And it says, I just love the language on page 567. It promises, right? He realizes he's undergone a profound alteration in his reaction to life. My life is the same. My reaction to it, I've undergone a complete transformation. And that doesn't mean I do it perfectly, not even close. And as somebody just said so wisely, when the ride is rough, when I'm in suffering, when I'm in fighting it, when I'm in all of it, right? God wants me to heal so much. God loves me so much. that he wants me to go through these transformations, right? It's not information, it's a transformation program, right? So my reaction to my son yesterday when he was having a rough ride wasn't to fix him. It was just to be present and know that I have a higher power and he has a higher power, you know? And these challenges grow us. Like, God is dying for us to grow. He's just like, yes, please grow more. And then on 27, it says, cast aside, you know, we have a new ideas, new motives, right? New attitudes, right? The old ones are cast aside. They're no longer useful. And the whole point of this program is that freedom, that spiritual liberation of our thinking. I don't have any problems today. I have perception problems. I perceive things in an old way. And when I do that, I can't be happy, joyous, free, or useful. So today, God has given me the assignment of being happy, joyous, and free, and useful. The only way to do that is to be willing to change everything, to have that open mind to say, yes, God, I don't know anything. I'm going to get out of the way so you can do your magic on me. And that's what's happening today. We are being inwardly reorganized. And I love this program, and I love all of you. Thank you, Don, for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, Wendy, and we love you from Colorado. Susan F., it's your turn to share, followed by CK, and please let us know where you're calling from. Star one, Susan. Okay, perhaps she's having some technical difficulties. Oh,
sorry,
go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. This is Susan S., as in Serenity, and I am calling from California. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. I am excited about this. I started my day struggling with knowing that I was going to be in a situation that normally causes me a tremendous amount of anxiety, and I think there's only been a couple times that I haven't picked up when I'm in this particular situation, and I am feeling very empowered, knowing that I don't do this on my own. This has been a beautiful reminder, and I love the footing that I get on different footing today when I go in this situation, and that it is not on the foundation, that the footing is strong and it is driven by God, it is created by God. And the other footing that I always stood on was the worldly footing, my footing, one that I developed and created and perceived and tried to figure out and did my own way, because that's what I thought I was supposed to do. And I'm new to program, and I am slowly learning how to replace my perceptions and my beliefs and all the things with the truth of God. And oh my goodness, I am feeling very empowered, and not just saying the words that you go before me, God, and that you're my strength and my courage, but actually believing them and embracing them. And I am super grateful, and I am just aware that this is an opportunity for me to trust God and grow in my relationship with Him. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this program, God. Thank you for these steps. Thank you for this call. And I will pass.
Thank you so much, Susan S. from California. CK, it's your turn to share, followed by Lisa W. And please let us know where you're calling from.
Peace, family. This is CK in California, and today is day 450 for me, and I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to be in recovery, and I'm grateful that I'm a real Bill. And shout out to all the real Bills on the line today. New soil. That kind of jumped out at me today. An active addiction. I was growing in a soil, a different kind of soil, soil that, you know, had me trembling, and I felt like I was in quicksand, and I was concerned about, you know, did I have enough food to get me through the day, you know? It's like Bill was saying, alcohol was his master, well, food was my master, you know? And, you know, when I, you know, it's interesting that I thought I had all the power in active addiction, you know, but food was the, you know, had all the power, all the control over me. And October 24, when I surrendered, I realized, you know, lack of power is my dilemma. I have no powerless. I have no power. I'm powerless. You know, only then, you know, could I have room in my life for a power greater than myself. And that power uprooted me from that soil and planted me in a different soil and a new soil. And this new soil gave me a new employer. And being all powerful, she provided what I needed if I kept close to her and performed her work well. And that's established on such a footing, I became less and less interested in myself, my little plans, my designs, and more interested in seeing how I can, what I could contribute to life. And then as I felt this new power flow in, that's when I kind of have some peace of mind. And I discovered that I could face life. And that's on page 63. And I'm just so grateful for the surrender that led to the serenity that I have now. And now, you know, I'm in a new soil. And this new soil is it's a beautiful thing, you know, because it's not about, it's no longer about how can I best serve me. You know, I'm just so concerned now with how can I best serve D, you know, and I want to show up and I want to be there to support other people and you know, concerned about the impact I'm having on other people. So it's just a different way to live, and I'm just so grateful. So thanks for letting me share, y'all. CK in California.
Thank you so much, CK from California. We're celebrating your recovery with you. Lisa W., it's your turn to share, followed by Jan C.
Hi, Vision for You family. This is Lisa W. from Denver. Compulsive overeater in recovery. And I have I'm still at the very beginning of feeling like I'm getting reorganized. And I might have a tiny root that's starting to go down into new soil. I had an experience yesterday. I was going to the grocery store, and I was going to get this ingredient to make this thing that's fully abstinent, but it has a little zing for me. It lights me up, and I, you know, was rationalizing it. My thinking, the disease has had my voice, and it was thinking, you know, you could try this time to eat a moderate amount, and somewhere the thought, you know, I just paused. I'm rarely able to pause, and I'm starting to get the ability to pause and listen to my higher power in the truth, which is, yeah, this is not good. And it's just a miracle, number one, that I could question something that lights me up and let go of it, have the strength and the ability from, I know it's from my higher power. And, you know, as I think about this, what I love about this meeting is hearing people talk about the relationship with our higher power, not just faith, but the connection and the relationship. And I'm thinking, wow, the more of these experiences where I feel my higher power with me, I think that that's the foundation of a relationship. Not just my meditation in the morning, but to feel my higher power throughout the day. And I just really want to thank, I'll end with this, the person who said in one of the earlier meetings I came to, please leave your number, we want to be part of your life. It brought tears to my eyes to know that you guys want me to be part of your world, so that sense of community and fellowship. And with that, I'll pass to Lisa W. in Denver.
Thank you so much, Lisa W. from Colorado. Jan C., it's your turn to share with us.
Thank you so much, Dawn, and thank you everybody for being here today. I am so grateful. This is Jan C., recovering just one day at a time by God's grace. Oh, what a reading this morning, and these shares have been phenomenal. I've had a tremendous spiritual morning, all the way from my meditations, working with some sponsees, the readings, and this. And also I listened to a wonderful podcast that puts me back in the mindset of God is everything in my life. And I want to say, thy will be done, God. Thy will be done. On Christmas Day, I had a very interesting adventure in the afternoon. Could have been very, very negative, but it's turned out to be positive. God let something happen in my life to kind of knock me upside the head and realize I need to slow down and I need to turn everything over to Him. I am not in charge. So He's giving me new footing, new old information I've gotten in OA in a new way by listening to everybody and doing the readings and praying and doing just what I need to do the next right thing. So I am just so grateful. I'm being transformed, and my roots are getting deeper in the soil of God's love. So thank you so much, everybody, for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Jan C. from Denver. And we have about a minute and a half share. Is there someone who tried to get into that previous mix of names who I did not hear your name? I believe there were some names in there that I missed. Is there someone that would like to share during this last time?
Pat Gibson from L.A.
Pat G. from L.A. Go ahead, please.
This was a really great passage, and this is a program of attraction, and that's what Bill saw in Ebby. He was attracted to him, not only from he could he tell that he looked different, he acted different, he was different on the inside, and that's what I see when I come to the rooms, and I see those who have really had that transformation. It attracted me. Anyway, that's it, Pat G. Thanks for letting me share. And I pass.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Pat G. from L.A. And we still have about a minute. Is there somebody that would like to take a share?
Ginger.
That has...
Ginger.
Ginger? Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ginger, and share.
Ginger.
And let us know where you're calling from.
Ginger M. in New York. Thank you. This just came to me, but I love the visualizations that come to me from what was written about soil and the idea of trees and growth. And I'm so connected to nature that this really was a beautiful connection for me, this reading. And I pass. Thank you.
Well, that was beautiful timing, and thank you so much to everyone who shared. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Vanessa G. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
I will. Thank you, everybody, for a wonderful meeting. Thank you, everybody, who did service. My name is Vanessa G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. And this is our closing. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize that we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.